This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That's going to continue to take time, I guess, you know, just fully understanding the scheme, knowing what the different five techniques I got to be in and nine techniques, every different technique I got to be in, and then the width and how tight on certain, formations and everything. Just getting used to that because every defense is different. This defense is much different than my college defense. So, you know, just getting really adjusted to this and, just take it all in, getting the books and really learn the playbook.
New Bills edge rusher Landon Jackson.
Looking to set the edge better than they did last season. So,
and Greg Rousseau did do a great job at it.
He did, but
except
I'm
for
saying,
one game.
Yeah, that one game.
That one game happened to be the one to make it to the Super Bowl.
And their slow starts, the edge setting was, it would get better as the game went on. Where
yes,
hopefully, with these additions you've made, you can do that. TJ Sanders, by the way, I've seen photos of him. Big boy.
And he's not even the biggest boy they drafted.
Nope. Listen. They got the big fellas on that line now, and I'm excited.
And Sanders, again, is the lightest of the two.
He is the lightest of the two. But it was so interesting on draft night looking at their respective profiles because their size would indicate that their playing strength should be switched.
Yes.
Like, that was like, I was like, what?
Sanders, the smaller of the two tackles between him and Deion Walker. Is better at run support.
Yes.
Whereas Walker,
345-pound playing weight, is better at a pass rushing.
Pass rushing specialist.
When they said that, I was like, whoa. That's
He had better pass rushing production than run support at Kentucky, yes. Mm-hmm.
But I think you could coach both of them into doing either. So
yes,
I
mean, and that's going to be very synergistic to a point where, again, I loved everything about that draft class. To see that Dorian Strong, you know, it's a first look in minicamp, so of course it's going to be like that. But hearing the great reports about him right away is fantastic to
me. Even your seventh round receiver,
yeah,
Prather,
yeah, it's all sorts of good vibes. Hang out
on a beautiful weekend.
And minicamp is going to wrap up its 2 days here. And of course, I did want to mention that with Sal, though, of like, if James Cook shows up,
oh, it's over.
Like, it's over because it's voluntary OTAs.
I don't want this to be the same situation as
I'm going to say
Diggs.
If James Cook does not show up, this is a non-factor right now.
No,
because Sal said it perfectly.
Yes,
a month from now is when questions need to be asked,
and that's when questions were asked when Diggs was sent home. I remember I was here for that.
That was he got sent home.
Yeah, he gets sent home because they clearly tensions were high, right? So that is where you start worrying. Voluntary OTAs. There's a word in there that's really important that a lot of people overlook.
People seem to overlook it, and mm-hmm. It's a panic thing. I understand that. Like you see that your player is not there and you're like, why is he not there?
He's made it abundantly clear, though, through his streaming he's done, like tearing up pictures of the Dolphins, right? Like all of that. Like,
yes,
he's going to finish his contract in Buffalo. He's not going anywhere.
He's going to finish his contract here, and then he's going to just want a raise.
Yeah, and this is what we said from the beginning.
It's not a factor.
They're not drafting a running back in this year's draft.
It was going to be
next year's issue because you've retained Ty Johnson. Ray Davis you still have on contract. You just draft another one when James Cook walks.
If James Cook walks.
If he does. If you find a way to make him happy.
Say the cap increases to a point where you can afford to slot him in, and he's not asking for the 15 million or
12 and
more.
A half. Like, would you be fine with 12 and a half?
Yes.
Like, you know.
Like, that is the interesting portion of this.
Gonna have to barter with him a little bit.
Yeah, that's what negotiations are. You're gonna start high, the team's gonna start lower, and you find a way to meet in the middle. We're not in those rooms.
Dormammu.
I've come to bargain.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
So that is exactly how it's going to go. And I feel like it was necessary for me to take a couple minutes to say something about James Cook, but this isn't a problem.
No.
It's okay. Like, this is not this year's problem. We don't need to worry about it. I'm going to take time out of my content here to tell you that there is not really any meaningful James Cook content.
No. Other than...
That is the message I'm going with here, and it sounds redundant as hell. I'm taking minutes out of my show to tell you there is no topic about talking about James Cook that is going to be its own show.
There's more of a topic with a schedule we don't know yet.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then James Cook.
I respect that Sal is able to do a mock schedule.
I kind of love it, actually. I'm so excited to see it.
I love that for him. I hate it for me, only because of the fact that, selfishly, I wanted to go to game one of Rochester Laval.
Right. Well.
But it's good to know early that my dreams are dashed.
Right. You've got advance notice. It's not 24
Sal
hours.
Sal helped me out with knowing before I went and bought tickets.
The blow has been softened.
Yes.
You no longer have to go through customer service to return your tickets or try and sell them. Third
yes.
party.
Ready? This is an easy one. I text one of my friends, hey, I have tickets to game one in Rochester. You want to go in my place?
Right.
That's an easy one.
Yeah, that is an easy one.
That's
right.
An easy one. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you want to watch playoff hockey, something we don't know about in 14 years? All you got to do is take 90 minutes down the drive to down the 90, and you can go do that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that's a central message for anyone here. If you want to go watch playoff hockey, which we don't know about for 14 years, go buy a
ticket. Even in the AHL, it's an experience.
I've been to one every year that Rochester's been in the Calder Cup playoffs. I've been out at least a couple of games every year.
And you could see your future all-star franchise goaltender.
You could see someone who's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year my friends and I started doing this, it was when it was Krebs, Quinn, Paterka.
Yeah.
And JJ was very clearly the best player on the ice.
Mm-hmm.
It was not the first round prospects that were Krebs and Quinn. It was Paterka.
Yeah.
And it was very abundant. If you want to watch Jiří Kulík, after the season that he was in the NHL, and he almost had a 20-goal campaign here.
You want to go see him, little bro, a bunch of people. You've got an opportunity.
And Paul's talking about a 200-foot game from him.
Yeah.
It's like, so he's probably the best player on the ice.
Yep.
If you want a chance to look at that, go.
Yeah.
It is a great minor league barn. It is a great atmosphere. And it is passionate.
Mm-hmm.
Rochester loves the Amherst, just like how we here in Buffalo love the Sabres.
For
all their frustrations.
It's
how the Bills pack everything here. It is how... Ready?
the Bandits. How Buffalo packs the Bandits.
They break NLL Rochester, records.
Rochester does it with their teams.
Mm-hmm.
When they had the Nighthawks, for the longest time, Rochester was a hotbed. And now it's new variation.
Yeah. And you get more Bandits fans there personally because there was a good chunk of time where it was the Bandits were the closest team before the new variation of the Nighthawks. So
and Halifax, by the way, when we talked to Dave Buchanan last week, is Rochester. The former iteration of the Nighthawks.
Yeah. And so they were very successful as well.
They were a very successful team. Mm-hmm. Continue to be. And it's a shame that that got taken from them.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to talking more NLL with John Gertler, the voice of the Bandits, coming up in a little under an hour
minutes.
Now. 45 minutes. So, but I do have a question for you.
So get out there to Rochester if you want to go watch playoff hockey is the central point of this.
Yes. I do have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
So before the last break, this will be quick, mention the rivalry jerseys. And yes, we're going to get the schedule.
Hang on. We have a five-minute segment coming up next. I feel like it's perfect.
Okay. All right. We'll hold off.
Hold off on that because I want to wrap this one up here a little bit.
Yeah.
Of just everything that is going on with the schedule release. I'm interested. I really am a little bit more interested now, I think, because of the fact that I have to make sure that my personal time with a holiday might not be mine.
Yeah. I mean, we'll all be sharing it. We'll all be here.
Oh, but also the morning show, depending on the time, the morning show might be in, the afternoon show might be in their standard work slots.
Yeah, right.
If it's like a 1 o'clock game, mm-hmm. for example.
Yeah. Yeah.
It might just be like the morning and afternoon show do their thing, and I'm probably jumping in to help out with overtime show or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm anchoring that day because it's a Buffalo Bills radio network. So selfishly, I'm going to be very interested to see if they do land a Christmas game. I have to be.
I'm hoping not. But if it is, I'm rooting for an evening slot.
I'm not.
No?
No.
Like you don't want the Thursday night football slot?
No.
Then you can get your day festivities done. You know what I'm saying?
Like yeah, we have time with it.
It doesn't affect your Christmas day.
But I'm also evening. Running around with my head cut off.
Right.
I would much rather have my day be written off because I have to work all day.
Maybe because I already run around with my head cut off between like eight different family gatherings. I'm like okay with it. But,
yeah,
you know,
but that's
it's
the thing.
Different. Like, yeah, it's all personal preference at that point.
You go to your families, and then you go to her families, mm-hmm. and then you got to go to work.
I got two different my families to, you know, split.
Then
and
you're
go.
With your work family.
Yeah.
I mean, and we suck.
Honestly, though. I'm one who likes to embrace the chaos, so like I'm all in. Like if that's the way it goes, I'm in.
Fair, you know? But you are also in your early 20s.
Yeah, you got a point.
You have the energy for this. I don't.
Like I'll show up in a Santa suit if we're here.
That's a discussion for another day. We'll come back. You've got something about the rivalries in the jerseys.
I do.
And we'll talk about that coming up next year on Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, on another beautiful day of this weekend on WGR.